Hi, good morning. We are Tafresh Lamed Tes, Hilchos Shiva Sukkah. Sif Beis. Oichlim v'sheisim v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shira b'miyom in b'layla. The din is you're chayiv to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah all 7 days. V'ein yishenim chutz the sukkah afil shinasarai, and you're not allowed to sleep outside the sukkah, even shinas arai. Aval mutar lechal achilas arai chutz sukkah. But you are allowed to eat achilas arai chutz sukkah. So you see that the din of sleeping is more chamor on one hand than eating, because the reason why you don't say arai, technically arai is okay. But the place can say that, well, if you fall asleep, you might end up sleeping in a Shinas Keva. What the Gedarim of a Shinas Arai and not is, I mean, in other places, you know, something less than a half hour is not considered a Shinas Keva, is not considered a Shinas Arai. If you don't lie down in a proper bed, you doze on the couch, things like that, it's a Shinas Arai. So that's also a problem. To go lie down on the couch, I'm taking a short nap on the couch, is a problem. What they do bring, Poskim do discuss, is let's say a person's learning, he wants to put his head down in the base medrash, a few minutes, things like, you know, something like that. So that's okay, because Teishu came to Duro, you know, it's normal for a person in the base medrash to put his head down for a few minutes. It's not an abnormal thing. So therefore, you know, that would be, you know, Chilik of the learning, no, I don't know. I mean, that would be okay, unless, of course, he puts his head down for 3 hours, I don't know, but a simple, like, short cat nap and something like that, or in the person's office, something which is he normally does, you know, on a regular basis, that's not Shinas Arai. But going and lying down on the couch, lying down, you know, or setting your alarm, lying down for, you know, 15 minutes in your bed, that would be problematic. But mutter lech alchilas arai, right? It's mutter to eat alchilas arai. But kama alchilas arai, and how much? What is considered alchilas arai? Kibetza mi pas. You're allowed to eat a lesser kibetza of pas, and that's considered alchilas arai. Mutter lishtos mayim v'yayim lech al peiros chutz sukkah. It's mutter to eat and to drink warm water and drink wine or any other drink, and to eat fruit. Afilu kava alayu, even if you were koveya. We had a brachas party, I don't know, whatever, you kaveya on fruit, you have big watermelon, I don't know, whatever it is. It's considered achilas arai of pas. which is huadin dagim ugvina, although there are machmirim that if you kaveya on meat and whatever, it's more chamor. The question is what Achronim say is that the emphasis is that being koveya on yayin nagid might be more of a shaila. We say it's mutter, but besides putting the bracha on the side, because the bracha, the only time we're going to make a bracha, you'll see, is shasuda, because we don't have the Sadek Bracha Sahakel, we don't have a brevis. It doesn't mean that if you don't make a bracha, it's not totally on that. It doesn't mean it's mutter to go ahead and eat outside the sukkah. All right? If you go ahead and, you know, we'll see, you'll need to make the bracha on the Zainas, on the sukkah. Right, Leshav Sukkah. Baruch Panim, but the Chiyuv, but it's also to eat Achilas Kva, even if you wouldn't make a Leshav. So therefore, by wine, Yish Omrim, that by wine, it's more of a shaila if you kaveya on wine or sharmashkin chachila. You should not eat the. You should only eat them. Well, the Mishavura says is that it goes so far as to say it's even a shaila of making a leishev. Therefore, you should only eat it tocha suda. Again, that's only lachar. It's not any time you make a hagafen. It's only if you kaveya on wine. There's a shaila by havdala. Mishavura is making nachmer, whatever, by havdala, to be sure you have some sort of mezonos after, but it's only, again, it's l'chachila, it's l'chomra, it's not ma'akev, and you can't make havdalah if I don't have mezonos. It's not true, make havdalah, it's just l'chachila, because you make a leishev over there, or by kiddush. Huadin, the place can say, if you kovei on meat, you want to have a meat suda, but you don't want to wash, doesn't mean you get out of eating in the sukkah. You still have to eat in the sukkah. The question when you make a leish shaver, okay, that's a separate question. It's not so clear. But if you koveya on meat and fish, you also have to eat in the sukkah. So if a person is like traveling, well, he'll get to traveling and stuff. Or let's say he's going on a trip and he's not anywhere near a sukkah, and he knows he's not going to be. So, he's only allowed on the chilas arai. I don't eating a few hard-boiled eggs, eating some apple, that's not kvius. But to go ahead and to, go pull out a table and start making a whole picnic, I'm just not washing, just having mazonos, that's not going to work. But someone who's machmer al atzmai and he doesn't eat outside the sukkah, drink outside the sukkah, whatever, even mayim, I said meshubach. And of course, as a kid, always famous story of some rav was in Europe, and I think the Russians, whatever, the Khan were trying to find him, and he was always machmer to drink water in the sukkah, and it was one time it was cold, freezing, whatever. I don't know if it was cold, but whatever, he was machmir, and he went down to drink water in the sukkah, and the authorities burst into his house, didn't see him, and left. Whatever, it's a chosh of a thing. They say that the Briskarov, it's a famous thing the Briskarov said. He said that he's machmir for everything, but lav dafka he would drink water in the sukkah, meaning drinking water in the sukkah is a chumra lafi kol hadeis. So therefore, brisker. It's not like you're you say it's a chumra, a brisker chumra. I'm not trying to yotzei all the shitas and a machmir. Something to do with that. This is clearly paltry, but there's a chumra to go ahead and to raise a meshubach to drink water in the sukkah. Some ask if you're it's a bit of a bizarre. Some point out it's a bit of a bizarre. A person. If let's say he has a sukkah in his house, by his office in his balcony, his repesit, whatever, and so 10 feet away he's taking a drink of water. I guess you don't have to be makpid, but it's a shtickle vizvi mitzvah. Just walk a few feet and drink water in the sukkah. It's not the tircha. I'll call panim. It's seder.
Good evening. Standing up. Sometimes you drink right next to the sink.
Right, no, okay, next to the sink, fine. I'm saying, okay, fine. If you're in the kitchen, I say depends on the tzura of what you're talking about over here. I'm saying, just because you're standing, you're standing a few feet away and you just drink. If you're in the kitchen, working in the kitchen, you just need to take up some pills, or you're a little bit thirsty or whatever. That's, okay. But also make chamisha saminim. Anything which is made in chamisha, pasta, oatmeal, thing, whatever. In koveya lav chashiv kevav tzarach sukkah. Then you koveya and koshik and pasta bekisnin. You need a sukkah and you make a leish because there's no sfeikus over here. Haga umashinogin lahakel achsha v'sheina. And the Rambam says that which we're knowing not to sleep in the sukkah. In Europe, only the big belly, daktikim b'mitzvahs sleep in the sukkah. So one of the reasons of people, there's not a p'tur, it's a limud zchus, number one, is because of tzina. Because in sukkah, tzar lishem kovos sakarim, that the Mordechai says, in Europe, sukkah's time, it's cold. Right, a lot of America, sukkah's time, it's cold, right? So therefore, to sit in the sukkah, it's freezing cold, is bizarre. Now, obviously, talking to someone who, he's bizarre, not talking about, someone who, we'll see about the next Simon talks about tsar and how much. But this excuse, so to speak, won't work. There's always the people who, it might be below freezing out, but they always need to walk around short sleeves and shorts because and they need air or whatever. Somebody comes to the sukkah, this excuse wouldn't work. The linear it, the Rama says, "Mishum the mitzvah sukkah ishu veiso ish veishtai her shudar kol hashana." The Rama is limud zchus again. It's a limud zchus. Is that the mitzvah sukkah either is ishu beisai as keshu against the dura with his wife and makam shelo yuchal isha and imishto she'en lo sukkah miyuchedes Potter, if he doesn't have a sukkah miyuchedes to be with his wife, then it's not teishu in kuduro, and he's potter. Tov lahachner liyos shami mishto, kumo shehu dar kol shana, im efshar liyos sukkah miyuchedes. So it comes out of chumra, the Ramah, that it's better a person should go ahead and build a private sukkah to be with his wife. Now, number one, a lot of the Achronim all say this is a very big chiddush of the Ramah, to say that teishu gei tadura applies to the fact that a person can't be with his wife. And one of the Gros says, number one, he said the ikar reason is because it's Sina. There's no other. He's doicha this Ramah the second half of the Ramah completely. And also, they said, what's teishu gei tadura? A person never sleeps. He's on a business trip. He doesn't sleep away, you know, whatever. Seder, I understand. Lil Tvila, maybe, certain times, you know, but he sleeps with his wife every single, it could be. But, like, there are times a person, goes on a trip. So, like, what's the difference? Baruch Shulchan says, it says he doesn't understand the Ramah. It's a Pella, because we say that the halacha of the sukkah is Zion al Zion. He says, you're not going, Rusha Ruba Shalom, you're not going to go ahead and be able to fit two people. It's a sukkah Zion al Zion. If you say it's a p'tur without a yishtah, it's a teishu gei tadura, so it's never teishu gei tadura, because there's no way to stick, unless, the midgets. No way to stick a husband and wife in a sukkah of Zion al Zion. So the Rosh Hashanah says, really, it's just a limud z'chus ba'alma, but that's why the Ramah says, okay, you want in order to not to, mechayev the rest of Klal Yisrael, a person should try to build a. And it's a good thing. I'll teach you the duro to go ahead and have your own special sukkah for your wife and you. It's not considered not private place. It's private. It's fine. But in general, it is a thing that if it's not cold, filagra, or a person's single, or whatever it is. He has no p'tur, at least not general. We'll see, there are other issues we're going to get to. He has no p'tur to go ahead and to sleep outside the sukkah. Gimel achila b'sukkah b'leil yomtev arishon chovas. Eating the sukkah on leil yomtev rishon is a chova, because like the pasuk, we make a gzer shava, tezvav, tezvav, chamisha, tezvav, 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 the Pesach. And therefore, we say you're chayv to eat just like on Pesach. Mitzvah of achilas matzah is kazayas. So therefore, mitzvah achilas sukkah is a kazayas. It's din deraisa, the derashava. Feel achol kazayas pas yatzidei chavasai. Therefore, so to someone who let's say he has celiac, I don't know, whatever. I'll see if they can eat. Oh, but whatever it is, he can't eat grains. Whatever it is. He has to push himself, just like on Pesach, he has to push himself to be able to get down a Kazayis Matzah somehow or other. So in the Sukkah, he has to try his best to get down some sort of Kazayis of bread to be Yotze, and the person should be Makpid, just like by Matzah, it should be Makpid that when he does make, after he makes a lay, after he makes a Motzi, on the first night that you finish a Kazayis Kleil Chiyos Pras without talking. To be sure you did the mitzvah. It's not masik, but you should be makbid on that. Mikam ve'elach v'shus, and from then on it's v'shus. Ratzalechol suda, soy b'sukkah, you want to eat a suda, then you eat the sukkah. Ratzalechol yochol kol shiva, elapeyos, v'klayos chol tzesukkah, oichol, he's just, not talking about a kvius, you just want to go ahead and you want to have some fruit and nuts and things. That's never their kvius. And that would be okay. Kedin achilas matzah bePesach. It's like achilas matzah bePesach. Hagav lo yoichol b'layla rishon ad shehivarei layla. And you should be makpid not to eat until it's definitely night. It's also a din by matzah as well. Just by matzah, there's a seder, so you're not usually in the sfeikus, and so then no one makes early yomtiv. So too by sukkah, shouldn't make early yomtiv. You should be sure it's late. I'll call upon him. We have to keep Rabbeinu Tama, and then it's a mitzvah deraisa, where the person gets Rabbeinu Tama, and if he's makbid on Shabbos, I don't know. Akhupan, you have to be sure it's varei tzeis. Yochol kodem chatzos alayla, since it's just like matzah, so we do say also you should eat you eat before chatzais. The person should not eat anything to have anything to eat from in the afternoon before sukkahs. He should the mitzvah sukkah is b'teyavon. During the achilas mata, and we don't say that the person shouldn't sleep the day before, so he should sleep in the sukkah. It's only a dinin because it's a gzeira sheva to the achila of matzah. The alakol shiva siyamin kare v'lomi b'tzocha sukkah. What a person should, if he wants to read the paper, read a magazine, whatever, he should do it in the sukkah. I mean, shaila is, should he do, he should learn. Should he, sit on his phone and play video games or whatever in the sukkah? I guess, I don't know. Tarach Iyun, you shouldn't have a tashmish bozoi in the sukkah. So, it depends what game you're playing, but Achopanin generally, it's not tashmish bozoi, it is a waste of time. Some people maybe would say it is, I don't know, it just depends. About Achopanin, but Lachari, if that's what your normal day is, and you sit around, your kids sit around, they play, play video games, or you sit and you look up stuff or whatever, Lachari, you should do it in the sukkah, as long as it's appropriate. U'kishamevin, u'medaktek v'mashayikra, and when you understand, if Mashiach holds the sukkah, she had died to Mushavas alav, Yilma Yachal Lumboid, if a person needs focus and he has a hard time focusing in the sukkah when he's learning, Yachal Lumboid holds the sukkah, they should say died to Mushavas alav. He is allowed to learn outside the sukkah. If he died to Mushavas alav, he can go to the base medrash, if that's where he'll learn better. Especially if you have a small sukkah and you have your kids, Chris has his kids and running in, jumping on the mattresses, or stop making him crazy. So he needs to go ahead and he needs to have time to learn. He's allowed to go to the base medrash. V'ratzel b'spal b'sukkah, chutz b'sukkah, he can daven. Daven, if a person is davening, he's rishus to daven outside the sukkah. There is a mile to daven in the sukkah. If women want to daven, there is a mile to daven in the sukkah.
This is also going in where he can concentrate as well in the sukkah, or this is... Right.
And the Mishnah Berurah says, if he's a makom sheish lo menucha yoyse, he spal b'chavan Hashem, he spal el. Right, it is a continuation. That if he can't, there is a mile to daven in the sukkah. So if you're not davening in the shul for whatever reason, there is a mile to go ahead and daven in the sukkah. It's more makom kadosh. You should daven in the sukkah. If you're not... if you're going to shul, it's better, obviously with the minyan, it's better to go to shul. And I can't imagine, and I don't think anyone says you should go and make a minyan in the sukkah. Minyan, unless it was corona, I don't know, whatever. The minyan, there's basic knesses, still basic knesses, and you should still do it there. Making havdalah should be made in the sukkah as well. Because that's like living, that's like being in your house.
And if it's boiling hot, means a mitzvah?
Oh, we'll get to that. That's the next siman. Let's see if we get to it today. I don't know. Hey, yardu kishamim. If it's raining, here is a nichnas lechabayis. Then he's allowed to go ahead and eat inside the house. It's one is mutar to go ahead and to leave the sukkah. And she yardu lesukkah sukkah tipa yishim yip lesukkah tavshel yipasel. That if you have big enough drops, that if it drops into your soup or onto your food, everyone's going to say ich, whatever. It's gross to eat it. Then you're allowed to leave the sukkah. Feel tavsho shel pool, even if it's like some sort of cholent, and everything goes in the cholent. But al kapanim, rainwater, dirty rainwater, it's still going to make it bad. So therefore, if it's big enough drops, then you're allowed to. Shel pool. Oh, I apologize. It's the opposite. Shalpul means shazemi miskal. Sorry, made a mistake. Miskalpul mehera mayim. It's pumfar care. That it's coming. Not coming. It's coming. The hakel. The tasha shalpul gets ruined faster with water. So therefore, if water falls in and one drop's going to fall in, it's going to mess it up. So that's enough to say, okay, there's a couple big drops coming. I'm allowed to leave the sukkah. Hagah. I feel ain't tashir lefav. It's not a subjective thing. Well, it depends what you're eating. It's an objective thing. If big enough drops are going to fall, then you won't be able to eat your food. Then you're allowed to leave the sukkah, even if you're not eating. Right? And mishayinu baki bezeh hashir. I mean, we don't know how many the drops. You know, no, baki yisharim yarder kol kachashan lebayis and hayayotze. Heitim sukkos of gamkin. So then you should say if there's a leak in the house and the drops are big enough that the you know, let's say you have a big leak in the house and you won't be able to, you know, okay, leave, you're not going to leave your house. You move away from that spot, but that's the point. Not that you have to walk out of the house because there's a leak in the corner, but you're not going to go ahead and sit in that area because it's leaking. So that would be, that's the same share be enough to go ahead and leave your sukkah. So that's only on the other days of sukkah. So laila v'sharina tzarech le'echol kazayis v'sukkah afim yikshar yordim yichayif to eat a kazayis in the sukkah, even if it's pouring rain, yikadesh b'sukkah. So we'll get there in a second. Yikadesh b'sukkah k'deishayom zman al sukkah. Person should also push himself to go ahead and to say kiddush in the sukkah. The issue over here, we'll get to the Ramah in a minute. We should read the next one also. The Ramah says later on that anyone who sits in the sukkah and he's potter is a hijab. We'll get to that in a minute. There's a machlokes rishonim over here about whether eating in the sukkah when it's raining is achila. The Gra seems to understand from the Rashba that obviously the Shulchan Aruch seems to understand that you should eat when it's raining. But the Gra brings the Rashba, the Tosfos, who seem to hold that there's no din sukkah when it's raining. When you're potter for the sukkah, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. So eating there is meaningless. So Yesh Omrim that you would have to go, that you're eating in the sukkah is pointless. You have to stay up until there's a time when it's not raining. And if it rains the whole night, then you're potter. Right, and that's goof of the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zor Kiton B'fanav Shel Eved, that because you couldn't eat in the sukkah. So therefore, L'chachila, a person should wait, try to wait it out. They should try to wait it out. If it's raining, try to, you know, wait it out till later, see if whatever, put alarms, whatever, get up. But if at a certain point a person, he doesn't have to stay up the whole night, I don't know if he has to be makrit akhdekach, because it really should eat when it's raining to be able to say something. And you should still try to eat afterwards when it stops raining, to that, because there's a shaila about whether you're yotze, about the leishev v'sukkah. We can do that tomorrow. 1 second, does it say over here? It says, doesn't show us straight out. There's a chiyu kama achreinim. In general, so you should go out and you should eat, it says that you could yotze, and then if it stops raining later, then you could go in and make a leishev al kopanim. You should go ahead and you can be. You should try to be yotzei to get in your kazayas. Hu adin leil sheni, the second night of sukkos as well, because it's still also chutzarts, because it's a suffix. And you should also try to get. You should try to get in. Try to get in kiddush. Walk out. Walk in. You know, it stops raining just a little bit. Stops dripping. Get in your kazayas of bread, and leave. Whatever, I think we'll stop here.